This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am at the AgCareers.com HR and Food Roundtable, and I am with Nicole Price with Cy Wakeman. Nicole, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, Nicole, I've got to start off by giving you a plug. You're here in HR, and your boss told you that you're going to get your bonus based on your social media profile, your Twitter and Facebook. So let's put in a plug that they need to follow you on Twitter. What's your Twitter account?
Yeah, so my Twitter handle is Nicole at CWI, so NicoleAtCWI.
Yeah, so we're going to get a bunch of people following you. I was actually tweeting out, your presentation was amazing. And it's really interesting because you really brought a whole new, fresh way of thinking about sort of the rules of the workplace and performance measures. But let's start off and talk about what different types of employees are there.
So whenever there's an issue or an event at work, there's three basic types of employees. The people who are in resistance, the people who see every single change as a threat, and everything they want to be consulted on, and they're just unhappy no matter what. Then there's this large group of people that just kind of sit in the middle, and they just don't really care. Gallup calls them the disengaged, that 68% of our employees in America probably fall into that category. Not working for us, but not working against us. The most leaders love what we call the visionaries. These are the people that no matter what happens, they're trying to figure out how they can make it an opportunity, how they can find the resources they need to get it done, and they're just worried about the present right now. How can I help to get this thing done? And those are the people that folks love working with, and those are the people who are the happiest at work, quite frankly.
Well, one of the things I found really interesting was when you were talking about how leaders, who you were sort of joking about how leaders are the only job you can have without having to have any coaching or training, focus so much on resistance, but actually you can't ever change them. So why are we still seeing that among companies?
Well, typically the people in resistance are the loudest, and you might have heard that adage that the loudest get heard. So they're the people walking up to our door saying, hey, do you got a minute? And then whenever someone asks, do you got a minute, it never takes a minute. It always takes at least 45 minutes. And they're usually not there to say, hey, Nicole, I was concerned about my own performance and I was hoping that you could help me with it. They're usually there to complain about a coworker, complain about another group, or complain about life in general. And so that's why they get our attention. They're the ones who are showing up. The people in the middle usually are just trying to fly under the radar, but they're the ones who can be changed and really the ones who we have the best opportunity to move into that visionary standpoint.
So that's pretty groundbreaking, is the idea that you shouldn't be spending so much time on resistance. You don't necessarily need to be spending a lot of time on the visionaries, but you should really be focusing on those that are disengaged to make change in the organization, correct?
Yeah, well, what I would say is not necessarily focused on your disengaged, but show enough attention to your top performers so that the people in the middle see where your love is going. Because when you're spending your time with the people in resistance, the people in the middle learn that they should be resistant if they want to get love from you. And what we want them to do is to flip that idea. And so if you spend your time with the people who are visionaries looking for opportunities, then it's likely that the people who are disengaged are going to come to you and say, you're playing favorites. And your only appropriate answer is, yes, I'm playing favorites, but for these good reasons, and you can be a favorite too if you do these things, these critical things. And then that way you can move your organization in a positive direction.
Well, you mentioned that Cy Wakeman has been doing a lot of cutting-edge research, and one of the things you talked about here today were the new five rules of the workplace. So it's okay if they're not in complete order, because I don't necessarily think after hearing you speak that the order is what makes it, you know, so profound, but what are those key five rules of the workplace?
Yeah, if you want to boost your value and you want to be happy at work, the first rule is that your accountability is what determines your happiness. So don't hope to be lucky. You have to choose to be happy. Restore control to your own life. The second one is that suffering is optional. You want to ditch the drama. Most of our drama in our lives is self-created based on stories that we've made up about what should be versus what is. And if we focused on what is, then we could figure out what we could do to help effect change versus trying to change a reality that we can't. The third rule of the workplace is basically that it's our action, not our opinion, that adds value. we are misusing our opinions and thinking that our opinions should count in so many areas when actually it's our expertise that adds value, and then actually lining up behind decisions to try to figure out ways to make it work instead of being resistant. The fourth rule of the workplace is to say yes to what's next because change is opportunity. And that basically just means be a visionary. When something comes your way, figure out how you can skip the traditional responses to change, which are usually surprise, panic, and blame. And anytime there's a change event, we all start there. But how can you quickly move from surprise, panic, and blame and move into how can I see this as something good for me and how can I build on it? And then finally, the fifth rule is, you will always have extenuating circumstances. No one has an easy road, but you have to choose to succeed in any way. You got a bad boss? How can you succeed anyway? Less than ideal circumstances? How can you succeed anyway? You have to make that choice, because if I am given any set of circumstances, I can find someone doing well in that same set of circumstances. So if you aren't doing well, how can we change our mindset to say, what can I do to make this work for me?
You know, one of the big issues at this event, and it was here last year as well, is that the egg industry is not only having difficulty recruiting great talent into the industry, but also retaining talent. So if the HR folks listen to your presentation and really start to learn and absorb these rules, should, in fact, they be able to help retain and recruit better talent?
I would say absolutely. And I would say target their focus on the four factors of accountability: commitment, resilience, ownership, and continuous learning. And expand that support network, right? Who are we asking? Are we asking young people about what kinds of things that they need to want to give back to the ag industry? Or who are we talking to? Those are some critical questions I would ask.
Great. Well, Nicole, you're back here this year by demand. People loved you. So I want to put a plug in for you and Cy Wakeman and let all these HR professionals know that 45 minutes can't really make, they're not going to be able to come in and redo their programs, but are you available to come in and work with these HR professionals and these companies to help affect this new way of thinking?
Absolutely. We have several co-op clients that are in ag, and we absolutely love working with organizations in higher learning that are usually working with students who are focused on ag. And so we would love for folks to visit our website, www.realitybasedleadership.com, and you can book me or Cy to come in and do executive coaching, leadership training, individual employee training, or we have free webinars on all of this content, because really we just want to spread this philosophy. So any of it you can get for free on our website as well.
So thank you so much. So that's, you know, for everybody. I can't wait for more people to be introduced to you personally, to start following you on Twitter and Facebook, to learn more about these new roles. They're really groundbreaking. And I hope to see you again next year.
Thank you so much.